This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, August 1st, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. If TV ratings determine who wins elections, Donald Trump is ahead of the game. The reality TV star Republican presidential nominee attracted more eyeballs to his acceptance speech in Cleveland than the former Secretary of State Democratic presidential nominee did to her speech in Philadelphia. 30.2 million viewers for Donald Trump versus 27.8 million for Hillary Clinton. RealClearPolitics.com reports that Donald Trump is preparing to fall back from an expansive national campaign and concentrate the bulk of his time and money on Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, which his campaign believes he must sweep in order to win the presidency. Obama won all three states in 2008 and 2012. In an interview with Chris Wallace on yesterday's Fox News Sunday, Hillary Clinton explained that every right Americans enjoy is open to and subject to reasonable regulations, especially the right to keep and bear arms.
And the Second Amendment includes an individual right to bear arms.
Yes, but that right, like every other of our rights, our First Amendment rights, every right that we have is open to and even subject to reasonable regulations.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine told CNN that he still opposes using taxpayer money to fund abortions, a position that clashes with Hillary Clinton.
One more issue, Senator. The Hyde Amendment that bans taxpayer funding for abortion. For or against it?
I have been for the Hyde Amendment. I haven't changed my position on that.
Kaine, who is Catholic, says he is personally opposed to abortion, but supports the legal right to obtain one. He has earned a 100% rating from Planned Parenthood during his time in the Senate. A pastor in Turkey made headlines when he chose to forgive a group of Muslims who damaged his church. According to ChristianToday.com, Pastor Mata decided not to press charges against the Muslim men who broke windows and damaged a security camera at the pastor's rented church building. The extremists were reportedly angered that Muslims were accepting Christ as Savior. Pastor Mata told the judge, quote, "I'm not pressing charges because the Lord asked me to forgive," unquote. In Matthew 5:44, Jesus commands us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. Brazil's anti-terror chief Luiz Salaberry admitted there is a, quote, "credible threat," unquote, that ISIS will target Rio with a dirty bomb this month during the Olympics. A dirty bomb is a weapon that combines radioactive material with conventional explosives. The Republican Party platform approved language supporting the religious liberty rights for foreign homeschool families who wish to emigrate to America. The platform also registers opposition to Common Core and far-reaching United Nations domestic treaties affecting parental rights. After absorbing nearly $1 billion in losses last year, Humana, one of the nation's leading health insurance providers, announced that it is pulling out of Obamacare plans in nearly all states, according to Forbes.com. The announcement came the same day the Obama administration declared that it would take legal action against the merger between Humana and Aetna, another top five health insurance provider. The News Sentinel, the newspaper of record in Knoxville, Tennessee, is treating the word Christian as if it were an obscenity. Fox News reports that the owners rejected a classified ad from the Cedar Springs Christian store. Operator of the store, Lois McGinnis, was shocked, saying, "As Christians, this was a slap in the face to us. Jesus said, 'If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first.'" John 15:18. WorldNetDaily.com is reporting a new wrinkle in the Planned Parenthood baby body parts case. Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, said, quote, "We believe that the grand juries under the Harris County District Attorney's authority were tainted beyond redemption by a personal and political agenda to cover up crimes of abortion providers," unquote. It turns out that one of the top lawyers in the Houston area DA's office sits on the board of the local Planned Parenthood, and that the prosecutors apparently coordinated information with Planned Parenthood. After 2 years of training, skydiver Luke Akins has become the first person to jump from 25,000 feet without a parachute, landing safely in a 100-foot by 100-foot net in Simi Valley, California. Fox Television, which broadcast his two-minute fall live on Saturday night, initially insisted that he must wear a parachute, but withdrew the obligation at the last minute. The BBC reports that after securing the world record for the highest jump without a parachute or wingsuit, Akins gave his wife and young son a big hug. And that's the world view on this Monday, August 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.